Lieutenant Colonel Mark McCurley was a part of the drone team that hunted down numerous high-level terrorists, including al-Qaeda in Iraq's Abu Musab al-Zarqawi in 2006. He hunted top Taliban fighters, and perhaps the most significant of all, he commanded the Predator drone squadron that killed Anwar al-Awlaki. All weighty accomplishments, but now the tables have turned.
There's been a standing hit by al-Qaeda for any Predator crew.
Basically, Colonel, what you're saying when you say standing hit, they have asked anyone out there who can to kill you, correct?
Yes.
The latest to reissue the call, a British woman known as Hussein, formerly known as Sally Jones, a punk rock performer. Her husband, Junaid Hussein, was killed on August 26th in Syria by a U.S. drone strike. He was number three on the ISIL kill list, behind Mohammed Awazi, better known as Jihadi John, and ISIL leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. And when asked about the nature of and to characterize Hussein's threat, McCurley said,
If you don't mind, I'd rather not answer that question.
McCurley said terrorists will go to any lengths to try to win the international war against them.
And they will put out propaganda and other information as they acquire it in the attempt to do so.
But McCurley, now retired, says he trained for it, he expects it, and he's ready for it.
We react accordingly. We initiate our security measures and we counter everything that they try.
In the meantime, the U.S. policy to use drones to kill selected terrorists continues. J.J. Green, WTOP News.